Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
Like many 20-somethings, I wasn't really paying much attention to my parents, so I didn't question when my mom, a 50s-era suburban housewife, left my dad, our Yorkie Teddy, and our family home in Queens, New York, bought herself a condo in Miami, got a job at an upscale salon, and started a new life for herself. It wasn't until I was in my late 40s, divorced for the second time and questioning the institution of marriage, that I finally asked her about her bold move. "Mom, what the heck was that about?" "I had enough," was all she said. After being a wife and a mother myself for so many years, I knew exactly what she meant. My parents didn't divorce. My dad and Teddy flew to Miami every month for a long weekend for about a decade, until my father retired and joined her there. They had what is called a live-apart-together relationship, and I'm pretty certain that having places of their own is what made them last 61 years of somewhat peaceful marital coexistence. I didn't want my parents' marriage, but in retrospect, I think my own marriages would have greatly benefited if I had done what my mother had done, allowed myself to have space, perhaps not thousands of miles away, but the freedom to take care of my own needs in addition to taking care of everyone else's. I don't think enough women do that. Now I do, which is why my romantic partner and I don't live together and probably never will. Not to say that sometimes I don't long to come home to what feels familiar, someone to share stories with at the end of the day, and a warm body to snuggle next to every night. There are many pleasures that come with living with someone. And then there are the not-so-pleasurable things that come with living with someone 24/7, as many couples discovered during the pandemic lockdowns. I feel blessed to have gotten a lot of good things from my mom, her blue-green eyes, her love of cooking, her creativity, and an unexpected later-in-life discovery, the need for a room of my own. With a Perspective, I'm Vicki Larson.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.